This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs, and I've got the whole team with me in the studio today. Tina Camilia, T. Xiao Yik, and Sharmila Gunnison. And it's World Radio Day today, thus, you know, the whole gang in the studio today. And what we're doing as a station, we're actually observing this year's theme of dialogue, tolerance, and peace by revisiting some shows that, you know, we've each produced and which promoted all of these. So now we're going to go over to Tina. Tina, what was your choice?
So my pick is a health and living show I produced in 2016 that ended with an unexpected call that will always leave a mark on me. Some parts of this clip that we're going to play next can be slightly distressing for those struggling with their mental health. So if you think you might be affected, please come back in about 3 minutes. Let's hear the clip.
Hi, doctor. I'm kind of stuck, so I just need your opinion to tell me that I'm not insane or I'm not going insane.
Okay.
I'm married. I have a son from my previous marriage. My wife has SLE, autoimmune, acute arthritis, and thyroid. And my wife and my mom don't get along. And all three of them are staying separate. So for me to divide time among all these three is absolutely making me insane. My wife is very active. She's still working. But whenever she calls me or anything, I get so worried that I have to rush back to her. I just cannot spend time with my son. I don't get to see my son. I don't get to see my mother so much. I just do not know how to put it in words, but this is driving me nuts. I'm working as a safety officer. I'm always on the high-rise buildings and so on. Sometimes you're at the high-rise at the level, at the edge of the building, and it's the thought that runs through your head, I believe I can fly. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Please go on.
I don't know whether I'm going insane or it's just too much for me to bear.
I really empathize with you because you seem to be spread really, really thin. I suggest you go and see a doctor. Get some time off. Get some rest. You may be depressed. Not insane.
I cannot afford to take time off because my son is still in school, so I need to provide for him. My mom is old, and I need to provide for her medical and her house rent and her daily expenditures and everything. My wife does not know that I am taking out extra income to support these two.
Well,
and if I take break, I have to cut these two off, and which is impossible for me to do.
Sometimes when we run on overdrive for too long, our body gets depleted of serotonin, something we all have. And when that happens, we become weaker and we become sad and anxious. If you go to the nearest hospital from where you live or where you work, you could see a psychiatrist. There are lots of doctors around. But for that matter, even a GP who could start you on something to help you gain back that energy and that motivation and that drive. It would take about a week or two to start working. But you must go and see a doctor soon.
I am currently on Covercel. I had a near-miss stroke twice.
That doesn't help in your serotonin. You would need something, what we call an antidepressant, and that would boost up everything. The stress is going to, you don't want another stroke. So please go as soon as you can. It's a very simple procedure. And it's just one tablet a day and you will feel better. And then you'll be able to tackle your problems better too.
I'm not insane, right?
No. Please just go to the nearest doctor and get some help for your serotonin. You're not insane.
I'm not a doctor, but you're not insane. Anybody would find that very difficult to cope with, Sharma, I think.
Thank you so much. I just needed to hear that. Thank you so much.
That was Dr. Stephen Jambunathan, consultant psychiatrist, talking to a caller on a 2016 show about mental health. And the woman's voice that you heard towards the end of that clip, that's my presenter at that time, Li Chui Lin.
The traitor?
Yes. And interestingly, that show was actually not about depression or anxiety. It was a show about delusions, and we were actually covering Donald Trump's potential mental health issues. And the call came in towards the end of the show, and I was in the producer booth screening these calls. And so because it came in quite late in the hour, I had to make the decision on whether or not to let him on air because it could run over the hour. But I felt like, you know, this guy really wants to talk to a physician, to a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you heard, he really didn't have a lot of time or energy to be able to perhaps bring himself to a hospital to do that. So actually the clip, the call went much longer than that 3-minute clip. But you know, every now and then I keep thinking, you know, like radio is this mass communication medium, mm-hmm. but you know, that moment, it makes it feel so personal.
Yeah. Yes, because often you don't know who you're talking to. Our audience is faceless to us, but you're right, these voices suddenly make them very real.
Yeah. I mean, what do you guys think? You know, I mean, Shewik, you also produced the Health and Living segment. Do you think that radio really can make an impact, especially for serious issues like health issues, like mental health issues?
Definitely. Definitely they can. And it is brought to the fore when our listeners call in, or even if it's just a text message, and you can hear it, you know, whether it's their struggles or their questions, or you can hear them genuinely wanting to share their experiences with us. And we always try to, as much as possible, give them that voice. You are right. I mean, sometimes we get into this rat race, right? Mm. We are like hamsters on a wheel, just trying to fill airtime. Yeah, churning out shows. And it's our listeners' experiences like these that remind us, you know, everything that we say on air, every issue that we talk about is going to reach out to different people. And we have to think about whether we're delivering it in the right way for them.
Yeah. And I mean, I think also it's that sense that sometimes these issues, especially mental health issues, they're so personal and so often they're silent. We don't talk about them to anyone else. And hearing it on air, or hearing a doctor on air say that one thing that makes you feel like that caller said, that there's nothing wrong with me. Mm. You know, I just need some help. I think that makes a big difference, because so often we don't hear that in nearly enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think hearing a voice on the radio somehow makes it feel like they're speaking to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't, they don't actually call in. I mean, you know, we don't get that kind of feedback. But for me personally, you know, you get really frustrated doing this work because you don't really know what's happening. But sometimes when I do shows, for example, about domestic violence, and I keep doing shows about that because Sumitra from WAO, the executive director, she actually told me once that every time we do a show about it, WAO, the calls just increase. Mm.
Wow.
So people just automatically, I mean, they hear it and they just feel that courage and that strength to reach out. So they're not reaching out to us, which, you know, that's fine. They're reaching out to the people they really need. That can help them.
Yeah. Mm.
And I mean, that always gives me courage, and that always gives me,
I know for one that, you know, way before I joined BFM, Juliet, you had me on your Feminist Friday segment
to
talk about my experience going through a divorce. And I was shocked at the number of people who started writing to me, looking for me on Facebook, or they would come up to me at events and remember me from that segment and said that they got to hear about something that they didn't get to ever talk about anywhere else. And I really thought, wow, like for all my years of having worked in print media, this is the first time that this one interview I got this kind of response, which to me was, you know, part of the reason why I thought I wanted to try being in radio.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Radio gives you that voice, brings your voice to listeners. And I think what's also good about the platform is we bring on these experts. We don't claim to be experts in mental health, but we can bring on voices like Dr. Stephen Jambunathan, who was absolutely the best person to reassure this man, there's nothing wrong with you. And when listeners get to hear, and sometimes I think there's that fear, I don't want to go to a hospital, you know, I don't want to go into the healthcare system. But when they hear doctors, it's like, oh, doctors are normal. They're friendly, they're warm, and they have so much that I can learn from. And we can help them that way, I think.
Yeah, so every time when I do question why I'm doing what I'm doing, I think
as
back.
We all do.
Yeah, and I'll remind myself of this show. And sometimes, you know, every now and then I do think about the caller and wondering whether he's doing much better right now.
And I really hope he, you know, got further help maybe or, you know, is doing a lot better. But, you know, if you are struggling with depression or suicidal thoughts, or if you simply just need to talk to someone, you can always call the Befrienders KL at 03-7956-8144 or 7956-8145, or you can email sam@befrienders.org.my. It's free and confidential. So yeah, there's always help, and there's always ways to reach out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you can get in touch with us as well. You know, we have a whole roster of, I think, psychiatrists that, you know, on our Health and Living show. So, you know, we can put you in touch with some good people.
Yes. Yep.
You're listening to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.